and you see you being repeated at times where it isn't even necessary, then the nubby is telling you, take a note. The word, one, there are really two words, but the one that is going to take most of our attention, but we're going to deal with both of them, is, it appears for the first time in Pasuk 6, Vatokon hi v'chalotea Vatoshav, Vatoshav, and she returned. In Pasuk 7, it says, she went out of the place where she was with her two daughters-in-law, Vatilach v'Vaterech, and they went on the road, Lo Shuv el Eretz Yehuda, to return to the land of Yehuda. The second word that we're going to look for is the word Ima or Ita. In Pasuk 7, it says that she and her two daughters-in-law left Ima with her. With her. Ima. Sometimes it will say Ita, sometimes it says Ima. And they went on the road, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, Lechna, Shovna, each of the Beit Ima. Go, return, each woman to the house of her mother. Let me ask you, could any one of those words have been left out? Lechna, Shovna? Could it not simply have said, go to your mother's house? Couldn't it simply have said, Shovna, return to your mother's house? There's no question about it that one of these words is extra, unless of course the word, one of the words is coming to tell us something more beyond its simple literal meaning. Yas Hashem Machem Chesed, let God do kindness with you. Kasher Asitem Im Hameitim Ve'imadi. Here's the in again, as you did with the dead and with me. Yitem Hashem Machem, let God give Umitzen No Menucha Isha Beit Isha, that each woman should find peace, rest in the house of her husband. Batishach Lahem, she kissed them. Batisena Kolam, Batishkenam, they lifted their voices. They're all crying. A dusty road. Was probably on a pretty warm day in the month of Nisan, and three women are standing on the road and they're crying. Batomaran Allah, and they said to her, Ki itach, Nashuv la'amech, with you we will return to your people. Wait a minute, itach, it doesn't say imach, and then it says, itach, with you, Nashuv la'amech, why not, Neleich la'amech, we will go, we will go with you. Lech lecha, Vayelech Avram. Avram went from his land and loaded him. Sorry, went with him. Batomer, Naomi responds in Pasuk 11, Pasuk Yudalev, Shofna benotai. Return, my daughters. Loma te lachna in me. The switch from Shofna to te lachna. Go back. Why do you go in me, with me? Now, if it's getting too confusing, that's fine. That's fine. Because then it means that when we finally get a handle on the word Shovna, yourselves, you'll begin to see all sorts of added meanings in the prophet. Shovna benotai, go back, my daughters. Lomate lachmani me. Why do you go with me? How oddly punning the may I go? I still have sons in my womb. For Yula Chemla Moshevich can be for husbands to you. Shows not an unsigned. Leichna. Here we go again. But would have, and if it would have said just, shows not an unsigned? And what happens if it would have just said, the no sign, Leichna? any one of the two would have been enough. But it says both of them. Shows no benosai, leish no kizakanti miyot leish. I have become too old from being with men. Ki amarti that I should even still for hope. Ki yeshli tikva that there is still hope for me. Gam hagiti halayim leish. Well, let's say even if I could still have children, and I would live with a man tonight, and the Vatangavan if you want, miracle of miracles, I'm going to give birth to children. Halahein tisaberna? What does tisaberna actually mean? And not only what does this tisaberna mean, I want you to give me three places where a similar word appears. Ashrei, Eine Ho Eilecha, Eine Ho Eilecha Yisabeyu, Vatanot Eilehem, Et Achlam V'Itau. The eyes of all Yisabeyu look toward you with hope. Eine Ho Eilecha Yisabeyu, Vatanot Eilehem, Et Achlam, and you give them their food V'Itau. Does anybody have a sitter?
There's one right here.
There's one right here. Okay, Mark is bringing the sitter.
When you ask a question, is that a rehearsal question or do you get an answer?
Which one? This one?
Generally.
Oh, you mean about Shofna and Leichna and Leichna and Shofna?
Yeah.
Let's say good advice. Good advice would be to wait to hear what I have to say.
That's
just good advice. And it's after I say what I have to say, then it may open up all sorts of other opportunities for you. Now, in the Shacharis davening, right after Ashrei, Haluka, Haluli Nafshias Hashem. Don't place your trust in them. Al tiftichu b'nedivim, p'ven adam she'en lo tshuva. Don't place your trust in the mighty. Don't trust human beings. They're not the ones who can help you. Teitze yucho, yashuv la'admata. Out goes his life, and he returns to the earth. Nothing he can do for you. Vayom ahu, on the day of death, of du eshtalotav. All his thoughts and all his big plans are gone. Ashrei, fortunate is the one, Shekel Yaakov Be'ezro, that the God of Yaakov is the one who helps him. Sivro. Sivaka.
You gotta back off.
Sivro, our Shem Olkav. Fortunate is the one whose hope is on Hashem called Sidro. It's in the chapter right after Ashrei. And then the most famous one is in Megillat Esther. Bayom, Asher Sidru, Ovei, Oyvei HaYehudim, Lishlot Bahem, V'Da'afochu, Asher Yishlot, To HaYehudim, Hemot Bezonehem. On the day that the enemies of Israel hoped that they would rule over them, precisely the opposite happened, that Jews ruled over their enemies. Bayom Asher Sibru Oyvei HaYehudim. The word Sibru has a similarity of it. It means hope. It also means something that makes sense. In the Aramaic, we have a swara. What's a svara? Something that makes sense. Or we use it about the Hebrew. If something is savir or it's not savir, does it... So Naomi is saying, Halahein tisaberna, are you going to look forward, wait, hope for them? Does it make sense? Does it make sense to look forward to them? Until they grow up, will you remain agunot until they grow up. Livyuti Hayotlish, that you will not be with a man. Al Benotai, no, my daughters, don't do that. Kimarli Ov Mikem, it is very bitter to me because of you, or more than you. Kiyotso Biyav Hashem, because the hand of God has gone out against me. So there's really no point. You're going to come with me. There's nothing I can do for you anymore. But the Sena Kolel about the Fikero Ode, they lifted their voices and they cried more. Batishak Orpo Chamotav, Rut Dov Kobo. And Orpo kissed her mother-in-law, and Rut clung to her. The word Dov Kobo is also going to be very important. Do you think Orpa kissed Ruth too? Yes, kissed Ruth. It says that Orpa kissed Naomi. Do you think she kissed Ruth?
I think so. Because it was a goodbye.
Well, but the Pasuk says that she kissed Ruth. Is it possible? Naomi, is it possible that the Pasuk is telling us that Orpa was extremely embarrassed before Ruth? She didn't want to look at Ruth. Ruth still has the courage and the strength to remain with her mother-in-law, and Orpah is the one who has now surrendered. She's leaving the front lines. She's going back home. I think the pasuk is very clear and very careful to point out that Orpa kissed Naomi, she didn't kiss Ruth. Of course you understand that there's going to be a colossal struggle between the Ben HaNeshuka and the Ben Ha... Now there's another term that's used by Chazal. The two. Orpa and Ruth, when are they going to meet again?
They will.
They're going to meet again, four generations later. You know when they're going to meet again? When a young lad by the name of David is going to go out to battle against Goliath HaPlishti. Goliath was a grandson of Orpa, and David was the grandson of Ruth. So you have the two of them. The struggle begins at this moment, but the struggle is not going to end until the field of battle. That day.
But David also learned tomorrow.
David what?
David also uses Moab as a platform.
David uses Moab as a miklat. When Shaul is pursuing him, he sends his family to the king of Moab. Do you know what the end of the story is?
Yeah,
they killed his entire family. His whole family is wiped out. But the real struggle is the one that takes place between David and Goliath. That's when these two, the kisser and the non-kisser, are going to meet again. Batomer, Pasuk 15, Batomer. So Naomi says, "Hinei shova yudimteich, your sister-in-law has returned el ama ve'el Eloheha, to her people and to her God. Shuvi achadei yudimteich, go back after your sister-in-law." All right, we just have to take note again of the fact that the word that's used is not leich or bow, or whatever other word you may want, but shuvi. But Talmud Ruth said, "Al tivkiibi, al tivkiibi. Don't pressure me. The fact is that it's, in a certain sense, you know, if you're striking me, don't strike me with your words. I'm afraid that the word pigua comes from this. To strike at one. Don't do it. Don't do it. La'ozveich that I should forsake you, lo shuv me'acharayech, to turn back from behind you. Okay? And of course, this is one of the great psukim in all of literature. Ki al asher telchi eleich, whither thou goest, I goest. I don't know, I can't translate it any other way. Ki al asher telchi eleich, where you go, I will go. Ubasher tolimi olin, and where you will stay overnight, there will I stay. Amnech ami, your people are my people. Ve'elokayech elokai, and your God is my God. Rashi here, we'll get to that later. Rashi here is going to bring the Gemara in the Sefer Yevamos, where the Gemara says that what's taking place over here is a process of pure, a process of conversion, where she is taking upon herself the mitzvahs of Torah. Asher tamut yamut, where you die, I will die. Hashomer kover, thou will be buried. Kod yasel yashem b'chod yosif, so shall God do to me, and so shall he dead. This is in Tanakh, in Shmuel. In Shmuel and in Malachim, we hear this as a form of oath. So shall God do to me. It's a sentence that's not ended. Because we don't want to say what's going to happen. So shall God do to me if I don't carry out what I have promised. Only death do us part. The word yafid is an extremely important word. It's heavy. It's heavy with all sorts of meaning. So we already have, we're picking up a whole bunch of words that we have to deal with. We have to deal with the word, all the forms of the word, lashuv. We have to deal with in and et. We have to deal with rud dov kaba. We have to deal with hamavet yafid. And she saw King Mitametzah Hilalechet Ita, that she is insistent on going, what's it say? Ita? Not Ima, it says Ita. Vatehdal Dabirila, she starts speaking to her. Vatehlach Moshteyen, and they both went. Chazam will tell us. This is the first time where Naomi and Ruth are mentioned in one phrase of equal emploi with one another. Rashi says, Omer Rabbi Abu said, Bohu Rabbi, come and see Kamal Chavivim, Hagelim, Tanakh, or the Brahman, our beloved Gayim, our before God, Kibush and Abnata, Talin, Kayer. Once Ruth decided that she was going to convert, Hishva otar katuv l'Naomi, the Pasuk considers her equal to Naomi. The two of them went. Abbo ona Beit Lechem, until they came to Beit Lechem. Vayehi kivu ona Beit Lechem, and came to pass, when they came to Beit Lechem, v'tehon kol ha'ir aleihem, the whole city wondered about them. There was a tumult in the city. You could hear the sounds of the city. Vatomane, they said, Azot Naomi, is this Naomi? Here she comes, dusty, dirty, torn and tattered clothing. And she had been the woman of Beit Lechem, the wife of Elimelech. And it's a whole different Naomi that they see now. Tom Alain, and she said to them, I will take Kedem Alim Naomi, don't call me Naomi. Kedem Alim Maro, call me bitter. Ki Heimar Shaddai Li Ma'od, because God has been very, very bitter to me. Ani Malay Ahalachti, I went, I was full with wealth, but they come, Heshimani Hashem, and God has brought me back empty. Long to Kedemali Naomi, why call me Naomi? Naomi means pleasant. She's not pleasant anymore. Vashem Onobi. God has testified against me. the shot I hate on the end, God has been bad to me. Last pasuk, very important pasuk. Vatoshav Naomi, there it has our word, you know, the word that we've been tracking. Vatoshav Naomi, the Rut Hamoravia, Kalatah Ima. We have, I think, so we have a number of the words that we that are fascinating to us. Naomi and Ruth Hamoravia, oh, by the way, is this the first time she's called Ruth Hamoravia? First time. We know that she's a Moavia, but now she's called Ruth Hamoravia. Her daughter-in-law came, Ima. Hashobo Yisrei Moav. What do you like that? Why not Abo Omi Sidei Moav? They came to Beit Lechem b'tchilat tzivos olim, at the beginning of the harvest of the barley. Alright. Well, I can still talk. Let's start giving some answers. There's a sheet that I gave you today. This is the sheet from today. It has psukim from Parshas Noah and psukim from Parshas Shochet. Let's read the psukim from Parshat Noah. Vayihi kesh arba'im yom. The mountain. Everybody remembers Parshat Noah. It was the end of 40 days. Vayishach Noah. Noah opened the window of the tefillah that he had made. Vayishalach et ha'orev. And he sent out the raven. Vayetze. And the raven went out. Yotzo v'shov. Out and back. Ab Yivoshat Hamayim Be'alot, until the waters dried from upon the earth. By Yishalach et Hayonah Mito, then he sent the dove. Le'ot HaKalim Hamayim, to see if the waters have become lighter, Me'al Pnei Hadonah, from upon the face of the earth. Le'motza Hayonah Manoach L'kaf Ragla, and the Yonah didn't find any rest for a little fisolech. Vatoshov Einav El HaTeva. She returned to him El HaTeva. Interesting to note, it doesn't simply say Vatoshov El HaTeva or Vatavo. Vatoshov Einav El HaTeva. She returned to him to the ark. Kimayim Avnei Kol Earth, because there's water on the whole earth. Vayishlach Yado. He stretched out his hand, Vayikochea, and he took her, Vayovei Otahilav, and he brought her to him into the ark. Vayochelot, Shivas Yamin, he waited another 7 days, Achayim, another seven, Vayosef Shalach Avyanah, and Atevah, he sent the Yonah again from the ark, Vatofo Elav Ayonah. Before, last time around, it said that the Yonah Shova, Vatoshov Elav. It doesn't say Vatoshov Elav over here. Here it says Vatovo Elav Ayana. The Yonah came to him, Laif Elef, toward evening. Vine Ale Zayit, Taraf Befiyah. And behold, there's a leaf of an olive tree in her mouth. Vayeda Noach, Noach Nu, Kikalu Hamayi Leal Horetz, that the waters have become light from upon the earth. Vayiyachel Oli Shivas Yamin, he waited another 7 days. Vayishalach et Hayonah, and he sent the Yonah. Lo yasvo shuv elav od. Lo yasvo shuv elav od. She never returned to him again. So I'll tell you what we learn from here. What we learn from here is the word, any form of the word shav. Or should carries a great deal more meaning than bow or leich. Bow and leich represent the act of coming or going. Loshuv is always heavy with emotion. It's not merely describing the movement from place A to place B, Lashuv always carries with it a wide variety and a very well deep emotions that are associated with the movement from one place to the next. Therefore, the Ode. Begin with the first one. It's on the line. Vayetzel Yatzol Vashov. He can't find any place. He's frightened. He's frightened. The Yatzol is going out. But I don't know, the Shov, you know what the Shov is? The Shov is returning to a place where there's a sense of comfort, where there's no more than that, a sense of safety and security. Safety and security. That's what the show is talking about. When the Yonah cannot find rest for the little Fisalach, Vatoshov Elova Teva, she returns to him to the Teva. You know what she's doing? She's returning to the place where she feels she belongs, the place where she wants to be, where she has the sense of safety and security. Otherwise, it could have said, Vatovo Elov. She came to him. It doesn't say Vatovo Elov. It says Vatoshov Elov. The last time the Yonah comes back to the Teva. Vatovo Elov, Yonah Lehidev. The Yonah came at evening time. And she has the olive leaf in her mouth. Is she returning now because she needs the sense of safety and security in the Teva? No. If that's what would have been meant, it would have said again, Vatoshov Elov, she returned him. Vatovo Elov, she's coming. She doesn't need that safety and security anymore because there's a whole world out there that she can now inhabit. She comes with Alei Zayit. Taraf Befina means doesn't say, and then when he sends her out again, Lo Yosfo Shuv Elov Od, she doesn't return because there's no need anymore. Whatever it was that the Teva had provided her with all of those years, or that year, was no longer necessary. The word Shuv, therefore, represents a emotions. There could be all sorts of different emotions, but basically returning to a place is a great deal different than going to a place or even going back to a place or coming to a place. The word tashov is ta'un, and I like that Hebrew word. It's ta'un with meaning, with emotion. Ta'un, how would you say
it?
Fraught, laden, okay, fraught is better, fraught will be. Okay. There's one other parasha. We have Parashat Shoftim. In Parashat Shoftim over here, we have the speech that the Kohen, who is appointed chaplain of the Jewish army, what he's supposed to say to the recruitees before they go out to war. You see, Pasuk Hey, the Dibu Hashotim El Ha'ami, Leymar, Mi Ho'ei Shulis Leman, Asher Bona Bayim Chodash, Velo Chanako, who's the one who built a new house and has not yet dedicated it? Yelech V'yashov Lebeito. Couldn't it have said Yashov Lebeito? Couldn't it have said Yelech Lebeito? Why Yelech V'yashov Lebeito? Because there are two things that are going to take place. One of them is he is physically going to move from point one to point two. But in his movement from the near the battlefield to home, there is also a shiva. There's a return to some place where he wants to be. Now, Yelech might very well describe that he doesn't want to be here, and he's leaving here. But Yashov tells us more. Not only he doesn't want to be here, he has an emotional investment in being there because he built that house and he didn't dedicate it. These three words, Yelech Yashov Leveito, are going to be repeated a total of four times. It's then going to say, who's the man that planted a vineyard and didn't yet eat from it? Yelech Yashov Leveito. Who is the man that is engaged and married and he didn't take his wife? Yelech Yashov Leveito. Who is the one who is frightened and soft-hearted, cannot take the tension and the fear of battle, Yelech Yashov Leveito? By putting these two words next to one another, it makes it therefore very clear, because as we say, one of them is certainly unnecessary, so therefore by virtue of the fact that they are both written, come to tell us that one describes the physical act of moving from one place to another, and the other one describes all of the emotion involved in going from one place to the next. Now what we have to do is let's go back to Lut. And we'll see how the Psukim, we're going to go through the Psukim a little bit quicker than we went the first time. In Pasuk 6, Pasuk 5, V'atokom hi v'chalot te'ha, and she, the daughter of those, got up. V'atoshav mistei Moav, ki shono mistei Moav, ki fokar Hashem t'amol ha'tet l'alechem. In her mind, she hasn't simply come to Beit Lechem. She's already back to the place where she remembers the familiar sights, sounds, smells of her youth. She's back emotionally. She's back from the field of Moab. More than that, not only is she back in Beit Lechem, she has left behind Moab, that was an emotionally disastrous place for her. And then Pasuk 7, she went from the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law with her. Vatimachno baderech, they went on the road. Now here it's interesting. Vatimachno baderech, they went on the road. Lo shuva l'eretz Yehuda. Now, about her, about Naomi, you could say that she returned. About them, it's not so clear. They were never there. So as far as they're concerned, they are going on the road. And what they begin to develop is the idea that for them it will be a form of loshuv. Is it possible that Naomi is going to tell them all about Beit Lechem and the fields where the corn is as high as an elephant's eye, the vineyards, the olive trees, the steps of the mountains from the Beit Lechem, Abbo Anna, Ephrata. Naomi says to her two daughters-in-law, Lechna Shovna Isha Lebei Dima. Go and return. You know what she's telling them? What we had in Parsha Shoftim. Yelech V'yashov Lebei To. Lechna says, make the physical trip from here back there. But you know what? You coming home is Shovna, you're returning home. You're the Yonah that finds no other place out there. The dove didn't find any place. You have no place. There is no place for you. There's only one place. So, Yelech V'yashov, Lech no Shovna. Go back, each one to the house of your mother. Let God do with you kindness. Pasuk 9. Alright? Let God give you menucha. Alright? Pasuk 10. Atomanava. And they said to her, Ki itach mashov la'amech. I believe the word itach over here is modifying and explaining to us the word Noshur. How can they say Noshur? You were never there. You were never there. You will find that I have another answer for that. The Rambam talks in a number of places in his Yad HaZakah. He talks about the goy who does tshuva. Wait a minute. How does a goy do tshuva? So the Rambam is usually understood as meaning that at the root of the consciousness of every human being is a belief in God. Idolatry is something that the neshama of man ultimately rejects. And therefore any guy who accepts upon himself the God of Israel, for him it's really, it is on his deepest emotional level, it's an act of tshuva, he's returned. But over here it says, ki itach noshuv la'anech. Now, in Pasuk 7, it said, "Bateitzim in Amokam Asher Hoytashon, Ushtei Chalotera Ima." Right? And they went on the road, Loshuv, Eretz Yehuda. When they are leaving Moab, her two daughters-in-law are Ima. As they say that we're going to go with you to Bethlehem Itach. So we've explained a number of times the difference between Ed and Ed. No, maybe I didn't explain it this time around over here. Some other shiurim. The Malbin, the Ksava Kabbalah, others say that the clear difference is a good difference between the word Ed and the word In. They both mean with. The Malbin explains it in Parashat Balak. God tells Bilam, don't go with them. Don't go with these men who've come to take you to curse the Jewish people. A second group comes. God appears to them. So he says, God says, in the Krolach Bo Hanoshim, if these people have come to call you, Kum Leich Itam, go with them. Next morning, he gets up and it says, Vayichar Af Hashem, God gets angry with him because Balak goes in Sorei Moab. Sorei Moab, everybody asks, what are you talking about? Last night you told him, go. Now he's going. Now you get upset with him. So the Malbim explained that Hashem had told him, if they have come to call you, Kum Leich, go Itam. In the morning when Bilam leaves, he went Imam. That's the difference between Ed and Im. If I get on a bus to Tachanan Merkazit, I'm going with all the other people in the bus to the Tachanan Merkazit. And by that you would say, Ani Holeich Itam. If I get on the bus with my wife, because we both want to go someplace. So then it's Holeich In. We're going for the same purpose, same objective. So there's a difference between my wife on the bus and all the other people. With all the other people, I'm going at, but with her, I'm going in. Right?
No.
At means we just happen to be going in the same direction. In means
together.
In a sense, the word am. The word am represents a group of people who have a common goal and a common objective, and that's what binds them together as an am. So therefore, in Pasuk 7 it says, "Vateitzim in Amokam Asher Vayitashama." Upon leaving, her two daughters-in-law are with her. It can mean one of two things, or maybe even more. You know, as far as getting out of Moab is concerned, it's been a bad scene for all of them. Leaving Moab there with her. It could also mean that at the beginning of their journey, they're with her. Who knows what will happen as the journey proceeds? Maybe they'll have second thoughts. The passage we're looking at now, when she has already told them, listen, go back, you'll find peace in the house of your husband. But to Marlow and passage 10, they said, ki itah, no shuv la'aneh. Does it mean possibly that they're not so sure any more? We're going to go along, yes?
In that case, it's just that they're going along to accompany her so that she shouldn't be on the road alone, but not necessarily for the same goal.
It becomes clearer later when Orpah is going to return to her people and to her God, that we're talking about more than that. Naomi can't for the life of her believe that they really can be going with her all the way. Where's the next birthday? Passage 15. Naomi said, "Hinei shomer b'vintech, your sister-in-law has returned. El amo v'el eloheha." Here it doesn't say that she went. You don't go to your people and to your God. You return to your people and to your God. Because this is you're drawn emotionally. El amo v'el eloheha. Shuvi acharei yivintech. He can't say over here, l'chi acharei yivintech. We're talking about something that is full of powerful emotion. But Tomei Rudrun says, no, leave me alone. Okay. Pasuk 18. But Teda Naomi saw, ki medametzet hilo lechet ita.
Why
ita? You know why ita? It certainly does. Naomi can't really believe that this girl is going to go all the way iman. She can't. The only thing that she can accept at this point is this girl doesn't have a clue what's going to happen. They're going to come into Beit Lechem, and do you know how they're going to be greeted in Beit Lechem? The traitor is humble. The one who left us when we needed her most. These are fair weather leaders of Klal Yisrael. When everything is fine, it's okay. At the first sign of famine and hunger, we were able to stick it out, and you weren't. Naomi can't believe that Ruth is really going to go ima. So she just starts talking to her. Until I know she am. I'm born of Yitlach, I'm right, plastic 19, plastic 20, 21, 22 is the, 22 is the plastic. But Toshot Naomi, Ruth Hamoravia, Kalotah, ima. Hashem and Yisrael. All the right words, each one in his place. The last passage in the parak is summing up the powerful emotional journey that has taken place. And in order to point out the extent of the emotional journey, Ruth is referred to as Ruth Hamoavia, has returned Ima, with her on the field, Shabbat Yisraelov. There are two emotional, powerful movements that have been made by Ruth. Because the word Shov, just as it describes emotional movement in one direction, it also describes emotional movement in an opposite direction. It means not only returning to something, but by virtue of returning to something, it also means removing oneself, tearing oneself away from someplace else that one was emotionally connected. And this last plastic says, Ruth made two journeys. Is the return to Beit Lechem, but Ruth Hamavavia Hashaba, she moved emotionally from the fields of Moab. She tore herself away from one, and she moved toward the other. Two powerful steps that were taken. And she returned. Of the